and it's great tool. It was a tool. Bong, bong, bong. And he nodded to me. Bong, 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 bong.
That's it. He went in the office. Bong, 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 bong. He left me outside waiting. Bong, 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 bong. I shall go. Bong, 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 bong. You know, thinking at the same time. I was thinking. Bong, 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 bong. Until the very last minute. Bong, 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 bong. Last moment. Bong, bong, bong. Last rest. I had to do it right to the end of the line. Bong, 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 bong. He called for me to go in. Bong, 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 bong. But he didn't look up. He was sitting at his desk and he didn't look up. You know, he was reading something. I stood at the desk, yeah, bang, 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 bang. And then he chuckled, sitting at the desk, Giles Abigail chuckled. And I read, oh, I see what he's reading my letters. He's got my letters there, because that second one really was Spanish. I thought it's going to be any moment now, you know. And you know, like pulling back your bowstring, but this was like edging cord. And Giles Abigail looked up and he said, well, at last we meet. And I said, I said, I said, bothered my complete power of speech away. I was trying to tell him what had happened. Then I started to panic, you know. Well, you know, if you have a turn like that, you don't know if it's permanent. and then I realised that I hadn't stopped. You know, I hadn't stopped. It's like there, I said, it's still going on. And I thought, well, fuck, I've got to stop that. And I tried to send sort of chasers after it. Piece of shirt cardboard. Hieroglyphs on it. You know, I wish we could read. I mean, shirt cardboard gave way. And then we were kind of in this library, you know. It's a library of an odd order. It's a library, not a regular library, where books read you. And fast as well. I was omniscient. At that moment, I knew everything. And I could see little Giles Abigail way down there. And then some long time ago. And then Giles Abigail got up and he left the room. And when he came back, I noticed that he changed his trousers. I didn't get the job at Watford. but I did get to play Angus one time. And that was when Colchester had gone fortnightly and the old governor had died of everything. And it was like, you know, a new brain sweeping clean and old Bernard Kelly had been sent off to die somewhere. And they got, you know, the whole youth quiz in there. And they were going to be doing, they rang up and said, would I like to play the part of Angus in this production of Macbeth? And it really worked out, you know, this is years later. I think about 1967, 8 or something now. Angus, yeah! I mean, clearly I'm destined to play Angus, yeah. I mean, I was remarkably keen. And they had this sad little part. Anyway, when I got there, it turned out it was going to be a method production. Well, they got this Canadian director there, who was, you know, a method director. And the method production, you're all going to be there for the first reading of the script, you know. And so, ladies and gentlemen, this is a method production.